Dear brethren, before all ages, God foresaw the deplorable state in which our human nature would fall in consequence of sin. He knew everything, and in order to bring remedy to this situation, He decreed from all eternity the incarnation of His only begotten Son. So His Son would become a man in order to save mankind. It was through His Son, who is His Word, that God created everything. And it would be through His Son that God would restore all things. To restore all things in Christ, instaurare omnia in Cristo, this was the plan of God. So from all eternity, God decreed the incarnation of His Son. And from all eternity as well, God chose and prepared a mother in whom His Son would become man. From all eternity, God thought of Mary. It means that she was predestined from all eternity to be the mother of God incarnate. It was her vocation, the reason of her existence, and the root of all her privileges. It was because she was to be the mother of God that she was preserved from the stain of original sin, from the very first instant of her conception. It was because she was the mother of God that her virginity was perpetual, before, during, and after giving birth to our Lord. It was because she was the mother of God that she was assumed into heaven, in body and soul, even before the general resurrection. Everything because she was the mother of God. This is the most honorable title of Mary. However, at the same time, this title is misunderstood by many. The reason is that in order to understand this title of Mary, we have to take into consideration the other mysteries of the faith as well. This is what we call analogia fidei, or the analogy of faith. We have to consider one mystery together with the other ones. And the title Mother of God implies in itself the three great mysteries of our faith. The mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. The mystery of the Incarnation. And the mystery of redemption. So the title Mother of God implies the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. Because the name God, does not refer to the Father only, but also to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. Each divine person can be properly called God because they have the same divine nature. So Mary can be called Mother of God if we understand that she is not the Mother of God the Father or the Mother of God the Holy Ghost, but the Mother of God the Son. This title also implies the mystery of the Incarnation, because we know that in His eternal and divine nature, the Son comes from the Father alone and does not have a mother in His divine nature. So when we call Mary Mother of God the Son, we imply that He took upon Himself a new nature. We imply that He took upon Himself our human nature and became a man in her womb. The Incarnation gives to the Son a new nature, and it is in this nature that He was born of Mary. But remember, it is always the same God the Son. It's always the same God the Son who was born of the Father before all ages, and who was born of the Virgin in the fullness of time. Two births, one in eternity and one in time. Two natures, the divine and the human, but one and the same divine person. So the child that Mary brought into this world was God the Son made man. So she is really the Mother of God, Mother of God the Son incarnate. And the title Mother of God implies the mystery of our redemption as well. Because the Son of God became a man in order to save us from our sins. The redemption is the explicative cause of the Incarnation. He was born of the Virgin Mary in order to die for us. He was born to suffer and die for our sins. So this title, Mother of God, carries all these mysteries with it. But here, one thing we cannot forget to mention, my brethren. One thing we cannot forget to mention is that while the Virgin Mary is the glorious Mother of God, she is also our mother, our loving mother, who cares for each one of us, her children. We know that Our Lady reigns in heaven at the right hand of Christ, and she is there now because she is the Mother of God. Yes, but also because she is our mother, she was placed there also to intercede for us. If our prayers go to Christ through her, we know that they will be answered, because our Lord always grants what his mother asks. So let us implore day and night, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Immaculate Mary, Mother of God, the Son incarnate, intercede for us, sinners, but thy children, now and always, and especially at our last breath. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.